Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
27 to 11 from Harness Racing New South Wales, Amanda Rando, good morning.
Good morning, Sean Cosgrove. For this morning's On The Pace, I thought we'd catch up with one of Sydney's top and up-and-coming drivers in Josh Gallagher, who's really starting to make a name for himself, Cozzy. And in just his second season of driving, he's already one of the top concession drivers here in New South Wales. So thank you for joining us this morning, Josh.
Hey, Amanda, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Look, you're having a top season, and look, harness racing is certainly in your blood. You have a huge family involvement in the sport over the years, and I guess becoming a professional driver is something you've always wanted to be.
Yeah, no, it's something I've always wanted to be as a little kid. Just sort of in the blood and sort of followed through my dad and that, and then come to a good stable with Kerry and Morris and Robert Morris as well, helping along the way.
Yeah, you've been helping Kerri-Ann and Robbie for some time now, haven't you?
Yeah, just over about 4 years. And they've been really good to me.
Yeah.
Through my career and that, so, yeah.
You only finished high school last year, didn't you?
Yeah.
So and you used to help Robbie and Kerri-Ann after school, before school?
Yeah, no, just every time I'd days off or anything like that, just come up and give them a hand,
Yeah, all right. Well, this is just your second season of driving, and you're not far off driving 100 winners overall. You're sitting on 97 winners. Do you think you'll crack the century this week?
Right, I hope so. Got a few good chances on Thursday and even today. Should run a hole, so, yeah.
All right, well, we'll get into those a little bit later, but you added to your results yesterday. You drove a double up at Newcastle, which was a good result up there. You tend to have a bit of luck up at Newcastle, don't you?
Yeah, Newcastle's been very good to me for my career, just for the trainers that stick by me. Yeah, good result yesterday with a double, as you said, yeah.
Yeah, well, one of those stables is Cameron Davies, a trainer up that way, and he provided he trained the winner of your first win yesterday in Battle Chimes. Now this horse, he must have given you a good feel yesterday. He won by more than 11 meters and went 154.5, and that was his second win back this time in.
Yeah, no, Cam's only had the horse for two runs, and he's done very well with him. He's a good trainer, I only got a couple of horses in work, and yeah, he felt real good coming along. Yeah,
and then your double was sealed with Cruzy Dude. He ran a career best 155.1, and he's been a consistent horse for Kerri-Ann Morris.
Yeah, no, he's been a real consistent horse. I've had two drives for him now, a first and a second, so can't complain much about that.
Yeah. Well, it's been a big year for you professionally, Josh. You were asked to take part in the Rising Stars series, which was just last month. It feels so long ago. And you won that series. What was that experience like for you?
Yeah, no, it was good thrill to be part of it. Good experience. Good to meet other people and trainers. And other young drivers from around the New South Wales region.
Yeah, great feat, and you get to take part in it again next year as the defending champion.
Yeah, no, it'll be good to go around it again, meet new up-and-coming young drivers.
All right, well, let's talk about your drives coming up. You mentioned earlier you think you've got a couple of good drives. You have a drive at Menangle today and a couple of, at Penrith on Thursday. Today, you're driving the trotter Lucky Eyes in race two. What do you expect of him today in this after his fifth last week at Menangle?
He ran fifth last week. Got a bit far back and got home real good. Bit up in class today, but he should find the line pretty good.
All right. And then at Penrith on Thursday night, you have a handful of drives there. You've got Don Key in race one, and he's a horse you've only driven a couple of times.
Yeah, no, Don Key and Julie Hammond, they've been pretty good to me. They've been putting me on the last couple of weeks. Good honest horse, and should be thereabouts.
All right, and your next drive at Penrith is in race three on a horse called Michael's Desire, a horse you've never driven before, and it's back in the care of Wayne Dimmick. Do you do a little bit of driving for Wayne?
Yeah, I drive a two-year-old Wayne. He's been pretty good to me that way. Never driven this horse, as you said, but he's had it before and should go good first up for him.
All right, and then your next two drives are both horses you've won with in last start. So you drive in Flying Circles, and he's one of those horses, and he won in a good time last week.
Yeah, no, he won convincingly last week. He just set off the pace and then rounded up the last 300, and, yeah, he felt real good to the line. So hopefully he can do that again this week.
And then your final drive is the... trained by Richard Camilleri in Milwaukee Sunrise, and she won quite well at Penrith last
week. Yeah, no, she's a good honest mare. She had a good run last week in behind the leader and got out the right stage to win the race, and yeah.
And she's drawn barrier four on Thursday, so you think that's going to work out for her?
Yeah, we just got to find a nice handy spot early and then hope to get the right run towards the end.
All right, very good. Well, best of luck for today and Thursday, and I'm sure you'll have a few more drives. You'll be at Manipal on Saturday, or you have to...
Not 100% sure. I've just got to wait for the field to come out for Newcastle as well.
Yeah, all right, no worries. So good luck. Hopefully we get to see you crack that 100 this week, but I'm sure if you don't crack it this week, you'll get it before the end of the season. So thanks for your time this morning, Josh.
Thank you, Amanda.
There you have it, Cosie. Young Josh Gallagher, he's only been driving for, this is his second season, and he's already hit the 97 minutes, which is a remarkable feat. He's just behind Cameron Hart in the concession driving ranks here in New South Wales. So he's certainly making a name for himself and as a young talent to follow.
Certainly is. We'll catch up with you tomorrow for On the Pace.
You will, Cosie. Looking forward to it.
Good on you, Amanda. Amanda Rando joining me there. And On the Pace, it is 20 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.